Yes, and this lady, she says, now, you talk French, if you know French. Oh, yes, I know French. But she says she taught German the whole time. Huh. Well, anyway, that couple, Jewish couple, got their baby. And 3 weeks later, Hetty got a letter from this lady. And she says, I'm still on Ellis Island. I hope to heaven I never see the United States again. I'm so sick of this place. Well, that was, I told you to talk French, not German.
That is when you got to America. She talked German and they kept her.
So I had to say, I don't know how long she kept her on Ellis Island. But anyway, she went through Chicago. And then Lou was in Chicago. And had she known Hetty was coming, she'd have waited and caught the same train. Because Emma Lou's parents were German, and she learned a little German. She could talk German with Hetty. Hmm. But I can't remember if Hetty came the day after or the day before she went. But anyway, Brian kept a secret about her coming. Of course, her over there and Eric up there kept her mouth shut because they had to sign for her to come.
Oh, yeah. Jill, you and Eric signed?
And Eric. Hmm. We see, at first, she only had to have one sponsor, but the guy in Switzerland, the church, had her records and just let it sit there for almost a year. And they were frantic trying to get her out, and they could have done earlier. And anyway, by that time, he had to have two sponsors. And you had to agree to take care of them so they wouldn't be a ward of the state or the
country.
Wherever. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, he had talked to Eris first, and then he wrote me. So I went to see our county commissioner, and I went to see John Homer, who was in the state presidency, and three of them as my qualifications, and told him I had a store. Of course, I had to get Ben's permission to say it, too, because it would involve him, and that if it came necessary, she could work for us. And she would be taken care of, so we had to sign all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
But Byron had a hard time getting her to get around to get her papers.
Well, she
Switzerland, you know, was hers. And she was not native here, and she had to part with it. But she finally went, and she passed everything fine. But it was a long while afterwards, because Byron kept worrying in case anything happened to her, so her 5 years was up.
Uh-huh. I'll go back. So well, she had a girlfriend in Germany, Trudy, I don't remember German name, but she married a friend of Barnes, another missionary companion, and she had been here longer than Hetty had. And Hetty said, you better hurry and take that exam. And Hetty said, I'm going to take it such and such a time. You come with me. I'm afraid you will do it anyway, or you're going to have to go back to Germany. So this Trudy and Hetty took it. They both passed and became naturalized citizens. But Hetty's, I don't know Hetty's father's first name, but it's Schindler, was her father's last name. And then her father died, and her mother married a Strom. I can't remember his name. And she had that half brother, Teddy did. Her mother had a child by her third. Second husband Strom, and I've seen they took movies out of him and showed him that. And Byron Hetty went back to Europe several times up there. But they went to the temple right to begin with me and were married.
How long was she here before they got married?
Oh, they got married right away.
Uh-huh.
Byron had bought 904 from the rest of us.
Oh, I didn't know.
And he had. Turned the stairway, which would go down inside the house, the other way, so from the outside we could make an apartment upstairs. And he stayed that way when she first come. And after a while, when they began to have their children, then her mother came over. They had two children, Gary and Anna Renee. But Hetty wouldn't let her be called Anna, but Byron wanted it because it was mother's.
That's our mother's name, Anna. He wanted Anna Renee, but Hetty says it just be Renee.
So, when she was blessed, her name, it's just Renee?
I don't know what she was blessed as.
Because on a family group sheet, I don't think I've ever seen it say Anna.
Well, you won't, because Hetty didn't know mother, she didn't know father, But she talked to one of our sister-in-laws, and she talked about awful about Dad. She talked to another sister-in-law, and it was awful about Mother, so she wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And they were nice people.
That's too bad.
I couldn't have asked for better parents.
Now, let's see. You said that when Earl was still, that was in the Salt Lake Temple.
Yes.
And Arius, my grandfather was married in the Salt Lake Temple.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And where was Uncle Vaughn married?
Salt Lake Temple. See, there was no Ogden Temple then.
And you, Aunt Julie, were married in Salt Lake.
All Salt Lake.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And you see, Bruce is carrying that out. See, his father was married in the Salt Lake Temple, so he was married in the Salt Lake Temple. And each one of their kids, as they get married, come to Salt Lake Temple.
They get their endowment somewhere else.
But they get married there.
In the Salt Lake Temple. They got two more of them there. Boyd, she's 29. Boyd told me, oh, yeah, I hope I can find a woman. Because it should be the man's fault he won't get married. But he in the shingles war, and I can't find one. I tried not a lot, and not one of them give me a spark.
Well, you don't need to tell all these secrets.
And there's Stacy. She's my granddaughter.
This will be her third year at BYU.
Hmm.
She could even be there now.
Yeah, school has started now.
Has it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she's there. She maybe didn't get my letter. I wrote her real quick when she gave me the address. She was in Virginia. But, so she get there, but they'll probably forward it. And probably go to her parents in Maryland just across the way.
And Pamela Evans is still there at BYU. Those are my last cousins I have. They're still at BYU.
Oh,
I can't tell you.
Mark's now done, and I'm
Pamela,
done, and Craig's right. done. Just Pamela.
Now, Diane Mildred's in Spain. She's in Spain, and she writes to Della. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a letter from her at Christmas.
Oh. How old is this Diane? I don't know Mildred's children at
all. You're through with that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just about done.
It's not turning.
Let's turn this off.